Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 108 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In previous podcasts, I've talked about the importance of approaching game improvement with the proper mindset, commitment, and set of realistic expectations, along with practicing the right way and proactively implementing newly learned concepts and techniques in practice sessions and match play. In this podcast, I'd like to expand on the discussion of game improvement, specifically how to maximize game improvement by adding structure to your practice sessions. Now, many players often wonder why their games don't improve much, despite all the time they spend hitting balls, doing drills, and playing matches. The simple truth is, most players walk onto the court to quote-unquote practice, but have no clear plan, agenda, or goals for their sessions. They'll warm up, hit balls, and may eventually play some points or practice sets, and then go home after a couple of hours. They may have gotten some exercise, but improve their tennis games? Well, that's debatable. What I will commonly see at the local park or tennis club is typically a couple of players that will start out at the service line to warm up with some mini tennis, then they'll work their way back to the baseline, and before long, they're going full tilt on their ground strokes for the next hour, with no real purpose except to try to hit the ball hard and as often as possible. And okay, every once in a while, I will see players consciously practice cross-court forehands and then cross-court backhands. Some will come to net and so on. But beyond that, there is typically little to no plan or structure to the session. Now, my philosophy is always look to improve. Thus, try to get the most out of every tennis activity, whether it's a private lesson, tennis clinic, hitting session, or match play. Basically, make every second count. Hitting or practice sessions, for example, are often not utilized effectively. In my view, even the mini tennis warm-up should serve a purpose other than simply helping a player get limber. Now, as an example of adding structure and perhaps even a little more purpose to your practices, I often like to have players spend the first 15 minutes warming up with mini tennis in the following fashion. For the first 10 minutes, players use a continental grip exclusively, spending the first 5 minutes hitting nothing but forehand and backhand slices, and then the next 5 minutes on half volleys. The final 5 minutes are spent hitting in the service box controlled topspin brushes. The player can use his or her preferred grips for this last portion of the warm-up. Now folks, think about it. That's 15 minutes of hitting shots players don't typically spend a lot of time on. The benefit of having these cumulative reps is, of course, improved feel, control, and confidence in hitting these shots. Adding just this bit of structure to the warm-up alone enables you to significantly amp up the benefits of 15 minutes that many players normally consider as throwaways and don't give much thought to. And again, that's only the warm-up. As for adding some structure to the post-warm-up portion of your practice or hitting session, a good starting point is simply to work on one aspect, whether a particular shot or technique, and then expand the agenda as you move forward. The key is to keep the number of things you want to work on realistic and manageable, depending on your skill level, needs, and preferences. For example, perhaps you want to work on improving your control and execution of cross-court and up-the-line forehands. Well, you can practice the popular two-in-one pattern drill, two cross-court, then one up-the-line, and repeat. And then you can expand from there, for example, practicing forehands while incorporating a front-foot hop footwork on appropriate short balls. Or let's say you want to work on your backhand slice. Perhaps practice hitting three slices and then one drive and repeat. What about working on hitting a slice when the ball is short and low? Well, make it a point to work in the carioca step when returning those particular short and low slices, and so on. Folks, the bottom line is this. You will get a lot more out of your practice sessions by adding some simple structure. All it takes is a little planning and discipline in following through. Be realistic in how you go about incorporating structure. Develop a simple and modest plan to start, set basic initial goals, and then methodically expand your agenda. Adding structure to your practice sessions will enable you to maximize your game improvement. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.